Thank you for downloading this message from New Horizon AOG Church. We pray that it inspires you to arise and shine.
Wonderful. Well, you may have guessed by my prop what my topic might be, but there's a little story about this this stick, this shepherd's staff. When I was young, this staff was in the porchway of my grandfather's house, and every time I walked into my grandfather's house, I used to think he had a collie dog as well called Chester. Everybody wants to know. Chester's gone to be with the Lord. He's gone to dog heaven. But what happened was, when I was a young boy, I always used to think my grandfather was a shepherd, because this collie dog used to run around chasing sheep. Whenever we went on walks together, my granddad would carry this stick and he would walk around with Chester the dog. And Chester would, when he was in the fields in Derbyshire, he'd chase the sheep. And that's one of my memories of my grandfather. But the reason why I have brought that staff today is because I want to talk about the Lord being our shepherd. My title today is "The Lord is My Shepherd." And if you want to turn to the scriptures, to Psalm 23, that's going to be our main scripture this morning. Now, it's most probably one of the most familiar scriptures in the Bible. But let me say this, I don't want you to switch off. Yes? And the reason I don't want you to switch off is this. You see, sometimes in our journey with as being Christians, what can happen is we can be complacent with the Word of God. Yes? And what happens is, when we become complacent with the Word of God, we then become complacent with His will and purpose over our lives. And then we start asking God, why are you not moving in my life? Yeah? Because every time I open my Bible, I expect God to speak to me. Yes? And each one of us in this room should have that same desire, that every time we open the scriptures, we should expect God to speak to us. Yes? Because it's important that God speaks to us. It's important that you know that, because God wants to speak to you on a daily basis. God wants to speak to you every moment of the day, because He loves you. He wants to have a relationship with you. So let's read these words. Psalm 23, verse 1 to 4. "The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures, and He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right path for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest of valley, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me." Amen. Now, I love it when, from the start of the service, God is clearly wanting to say something to us. Yes? None of the team knew what I was preaching on this morning, but every song led to this path. Every word that Naomi brought this morning led to this path. And God is wanting to speak to us this morning. I believe that even from the most familiar scripture in the Bible, God wants to speak something afresh into your life. Because every moment that we read the Bible, we can have fresh revelation. So let's just have a little bit of a deeper look at what this scripture is about. This scripture, right from the outset, is about a personal relationship with you and God. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd." Now, David writes these words because he writes them out of experience, an experience of the journey that he's had with God. You see, David has faced many battles, from being a shepherd boy right through to being a king. And what we find here is David writing these wonderful words about his relationship with God, But he also, what this scripture is also talking about is your relationship with God. So this morning, really quickly, I just want to bring out five short, quick points about what this scripture is saying to us. So first of all, like I said, the Lord is my shepherd. This is a personal message to you. You see, when we have the revelation that the Lord is my shepherd, we understand that he knows me. Yes? So my first point is that God knows you. A shepherd, the Bible talks about that a shepherd knows his flock. Yes? John 10 verse 3 says these words, "The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out." You see, God knows you by name. Let me say that again. God knows you by name. Yes? Jeremiah 1:5 says these words, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. I knew you before you were born. You were born and I set you apart." You see, because God doesn't just know you by name, he knows you intimately. This morning, God knows you inside out. When you were in your mother's womb, God knew you. He knew your inmost being. Yes? And this morning, I want to talk about how God wants to know you even more deeply. You see, you may have walked into church this morning feeling very insignificant. Yes? But God knows you to a point where he knows you not only by name, but he knows exactly what you're going through this morning. I struggle knowing every name of my child sometimes. So it's quite funny in my house. So I've got three children. So I've got Jessica, Bethany, and Isaac. But very often I'll call Bethany Jessica and Jessica Bethany, and sometimes the girl's Isaac, and Isaac sometimes gets called Bethany. But God's not like that. You see, God doesn't make those mistakes. He knows you intimately. He knows you personally. You see, Andrea, when you were looking for a job, yeah, God knew your desires. He knew exactly what you needed. And the journey to that was hard, don't get me wrong. But because God knew your desires, he's given you exactly what you've wanted in that place. God not only knows you intimately, he knows your desires as well. We live in a world where we're told you're not important. Yes? It upsets me sometimes because my daughter Jessica, she'll sometimes bring some of her friends home from school. And it's very easy to see where they feel that they're not very important. Some of these young girls, they feel very insignificant in the world. And one of the things I do as a dad to my children is I want my children to know that they are loved, yes, that they are safe, and that they'll always have a dad and a mum that will be there for them, yeah? And in this world, sometimes we have people that go through this world where they don't have that. But what God is saying here is that he is there to fill that gap, yes? God is there not only to fill that gap, but to be everything that you want him to be, yes? Because he knows exactly what you're going through right now. You see, you may have walked into church and you may feel like you've gone astray a little bit. Your relationship with God hasn't been that plain sailing. But God wants you to know that he is calling you home. You see, if you've walked into church this morning and you think no one understands me, or even recognizes who I am. Well, let me tell you, God recognizes who you are. God recognizes who you are. He sees you. He sees you exactly where you are. You see, whatever you're facing today, it matters to God. Yes? Whatever you are facing today, let me say that again. Whatever life is throwing at you today, yes, it matters to God. It was important at the beginning of the service. I was quite deliberate with what I did, because if we are going to offload everything to God before we hear his word, yes, then what we're doing is we're symbolizing that God not only recognizes, but what you've done is you've left it at his feet, and what you've left at his feet matters to him. Because when you walk out of this place, what's left at his feet, it still matters to him. When you walk out of these doors, God is working through what is going off in your life. Yes? What you are facing today, God is working with you. God is with you. You know, the Bible talks later on in the New Testament about Jesus telling a parable of the lost sheep. Now, the parable of the lost sheep is very significant, because in terms of when Jesus was telling that time, he was speaking to people who farmed and were shepherds in that time. And he wanted people to know, he wanted leaders to understand, he wanted people to know that they were important to God. Yes? You see, when the 99 were left, they weren't left stranded and on their own. God still had his eye on them. But the one was so important to God that he went and searched for the one. And this morning, you may have gone so far away from God. God is searching for you, and he is calling you home this morning. Come on, church. Let's give God a round of applause. He loves you. He cares for you. He is here for you. My next point from these verses, if we can just bring the scripture up. You see, the Lord is my shepherd. My shepherd. This is personal, church. I'm going to keep saying this. This is personal. Because God wants you to know how much he personally cares for you. I lack nothing. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. You see, when we understand that God is our shepherd, we understand that he's also my provider. Yes? So whatever you need today, God provides it. God is going to provide it. You lack nothing. You lack nothing. Today, in church, you may have walked in needing help from him. You may need a touch from him. But God is saying to you, whatever you need, I will provide it. I will provide it. Because it later goes on to talk about, and we'll go into more detail about this, that not only does he provide something and we lack nothing, but he provides spacious place. It says, he makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters, and he refreshes my soul. You see, Matthew 6, verse 8 says these words, your father knows what you need even before you ask him. Yeah. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. Let me say that again, church. Your father knows exactly what you need even before you ask him. Yeah. You have come into church and you may not even know what you need, but God knows it. Yeah. God knows exactly what you need. You see, when God talks about he makes me lie down in green pastures, what God's saying there is Every need that God has provided for me, he is going to provide it to me in abundance. Yeah? The green pastures that you see, God will provide in abundance. Now, I don't want you to hear me wrong in any shape or form. And I need you to notice this. Whatever you need. So I'm not saying that if you think you need £1 million, God is going to provide you with £1 million. I'm sorry, guys. I hate to break it to you. But here's the thing. If it's the will of God and you need £1 million, God is going to provide it. Yeah? If that is what is needed to complete the will of God, then God will provide it. But if you need £1 million, what you're saying is you need £1 million to buy yourself a nice house and a nice car and satisfy yourself, hey, it's not coming your way. It ain't coming your way. But if what I'm saying to this morning is if you need financial blessing to see God's will and purpose fulfilled in your life, then God will provide it this morning. I don't know what's going off in your situations, but God knows you. Let's remember that first point. He knows you. And whatever situation you have walked into church with, whether it be financial, whether it be health, whether it be job, God is your provider and he will meet your need in abundance. The next line goes on to say, he leads me beside quiet waters. You see, quiet waters, what they represent in these scriptures is peace. Yes? It represents peace, but it also represents sustaining life. Now, you could have walked into church feeling very nervous, very anxious. You could have walked into church worried about situations that you're facing. But when we understand that the Lord is my shepherd, when we truly understand that the Lord is my shepherd, we have a peace that surpasses all understanding. I was speaking to somebody this week, and they were just sharing with me about a situation that they're facing. And they just shared that, I don't know how it is, but I've just got a peace that God has given me. Well, here's the thing. I've walked into really difficult situations before. And I mean really difficult situations. I shared with you a few months back that I had to do the funeral and bury one of my old young people when I was a youth pastor. One of the hardest things I've had to do as a pastor. Yes? I walked into that situation and there was something of the peace of God that was all over it. 3 weeks later, Andy Crouch came into church with his PA to look at using the facilities for conferencing with his place of work. His PA stops and she goes, I recognize you. I says, oh, do you? She says, yes, you did the funeral of my family member's cousin, my boyfriend's cousin. She said it was the best funeral that I've ever been to. There was a peace all over it. It was different. There was something different. There was something different about it. Now, I don't tell you that to big myself up about doing the world's greatest funeral. That's not what I'm here to do. But what I want to tell you about is that when we walk into difficult situations, you don't know what you are doing to affect other people that are around you. God gives you a peace that surpasses all understanding. Yeah? So you walk into a situation, you may be feeling anxious, but God will use you to bring a peace in a situation, then no one else can bring a peace in a situation. It may be difficult for you, but God will still use you to bring a peace in that situation. He will give you peace today. He will give you peace today. But I also want to talk about life-sustaining water. You see, he leads me beside quiet waters. Yes, he brings peace. But the waters that he provides bring life. The waters that God gives bring life. So you may be dealing with a difficult situation, but the life that God will bring into your life will change other people's lives. The life that God will bring into your life will bring life-changing experiences for other people around your life. You may notice I repeat myself a lot, but I do it because I want people to get the point. So forgive me if I do that, but the reason why I do it is because sometimes God wants us to really get these points. Yes? At the end of that, it says, he leads me beside quiet waters, but he refreshes my soul. So God not only provides everything that I need, he not only gives me peace in situations that I face, he not only gives me life-sustaining waters, but he refreshes my soul. He refreshes my soul. This morning, you may need some refreshing. And God wants to lavish his love over your life. He wants to refresh your soul. I don't know what situations you're facing. I keep saying that, but at the same time, God does know what situations you're facing. Yeah. He knows you. And he is your provider. And what God does by his provision is he refreshes your soul. He brings restoration into your life. He brings restoration into your life. He lifts up. He not only takes the situation that you're facing away, but he allows you to find restoration. You know the word restoration? Yeah? It means something new. We've just sang a wonderful new song today called New Wine. And there's a line in that song that says, make me your vessel, Lord. Yes? And I want you to imagine that you're almost a vase. Yeah? And what God does when he refreshes you is he fills you up with new life, with life-living waters, and refreshes your soul deep down and gives you new life. My next point is this, that God gives you direction. You see, a shepherd knows exactly where his sheep are. A shepherd knows exactly where his sheep are. This staff. Now, the Bible talks about the rod and the staff, and some scholars would describe that they're two different things, the rod and the staff. And then some scholars would talk about that it's one. So your bottom part here is your staff and your rod at the top. But what God does with this staff is he guides you. You see, what God tries to do in our lives is he tries to lead us. He tries to take us to a new place. You see, David, when he wrote these words, is writing these words from experience. You see, he has experienced God's goodness. He has experienced God's direction in his life. And what these words talk about, when God gives us direction, is that God takes us and leads us in paths of righteousness. And what that word means is that God leads us down the right path. Yes? See, as we allow God to lead us and we follow the will and purpose of God for our life, this is what God does. He lavishes his never-ending love, his guidance, his power, his patience, his wisdom, his faithfulness, his mercy, his grace, and my list could go on. But this morning, maybe you're asking yourself why things aren't going too great. And more often than not, what's happened is we've decided to go down our own path. We've decided to walk our own way. You know, being a dad, you see this in your children. They think they know best. It happens to me. I think I know best sometimes. Me and God have had great conversations sometimes. So, you know, you might be the same. But the difference is this. We either choose to follow God down the right path, yes, or we go our own way. And Jesus tells another story, doesn't he? About the parable of the lost son. And what the lost son does is he goes off and he squanders his inheritance. His inheritance is gone. And he gets to the point where he's eating from the very same pit and trough that the pigs are eating from. And he thinks to himself, the life that I had with my father that I thought wasn't so good isn't looking that bad anymore. Not looking too bad. And maybe today in church, you're at that place and you're thinking, the life that I had with Jesus isn't looking too bad anymore. Well, let me tell you, Jesus is calling you home. He's calling you home. Remember, he knows you. He knows you that much that he knows where you are and where you're at. And if we're going to follow God, we have to drop the things that we're doing wrong. We have to get up. We have to look and see what God is doing. You see, when I'm on the wrong path, the first thing I do, I pick up my Bible. Because if I'm ever going to find any direction in life, it's in the Word of God. It's in the Word of God. And you know what? We're going to talk about it a little bit in a second, but the rod and the staff, they symbolize the Word of God. Yes? Because this rod and staff, it has lots of uses. But first and foremost, it's the Word of God, because it gives direction. And if you're needing direction this morning, then let me tell you, God wants to speak to you through his word. He wants to speak to you through his word afresh. Too often we live in this world where apps are the right thing for us to be looking at. But sometimes what we need to do is not just listen to the Bible. And don't get me wrong, if we struggle with reading, it's helpful. I'm not being critical of that. But if you are able to read, yes, pick up the Word of God. When I was little, I couldn't read very well. I struggled to read the Word of God, but I kept opening it and I kept reading little bits of it. And moment by moment, God led me to different points in my life. Yes? And if I didn't do that, I wouldn't be stood on this stage, people. Yeah? I wouldn't be doing what God has called me to do, because this is the point. If we follow the will and purpose of God, He will lead you to new places in His purpose and His will. My last two points are really quick, but they come in line with each other. Firstly, if we understand that the Lord is my shepherd, we understand that He's my protector. Yeah? This staff, if a wolf came, or a lion came, or a predator, pow! Good smack in the face. Yeah? See, people, I want to be real this morning. The devil is a predator. The devil doesn't want you to have a relationship with God. Yes? But God is much bigger than that, because He is your protector. Yeah? And His rod and His staff will guide me. You see, let's bring these scriptures up again. That scripture up again. Psalm 23, it says, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. Come on, church. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. You see, your walk with God may lead you down some dark valleys, yes? Because the devil doesn't want you to walk with God, yeah? But the Lord will never leave you. He will never forsake you. His rod and His staff are with you. They comfort you. And what happens is, the reason why I can walk through the darkest valley and fear no evil is this. It's really simple, yeah? I have the confidence that God is with me. I have the confidence that the Lord is walking with me. Becky's word earlier, yeah? Some of us need to come back to Jesus and start walking with Him. Yeah? Because as we walk with Jesus, when we face tough times, God is with us. God is with us. He's not left us. He's not forsaken us. And He's with us. Your rod and your staff comfort me. The reason why they comfort me is because it protects me. Yes? You see, a shepherd uses this rod and this staff. He not only uses it to protect his sheep, but he uses it to inspect them. Yeah? To check how they're doing. To keep an eye on them. See, he's going, 1 James, 2 Shane, 3 Elaine, 4 Dean, 5 Izzy, 6 Chris, 7, I can't count, 7 Carl, and the list goes on. But God sees you. He knows you. He knows you by name, but He knows you intimately. But the comfort that we have is that God is watching over us. God is with us. And whatever you're facing today in church, whatever you've walked into with church, God is with you. I started this message wanting to bring some encouragement to you, and I hope it has. But I don't only want to bring encouragement, I want to pray that God's revelation has gone deep into your hearts and your souls. You see, this is a familiar passage. But like I said at the beginning, when we grasp the revelation of what it means for Jesus to be my shepherd. We grasp that one, he knows us. He knows me. Two, he is my provider. Three, remembering my own points. Three, he gives me direction. Four, he protects me. And five, he gives me comfort. Can we stand, church? I just want to pray for you as we close. Lord, we thank you for your word. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that every day we can learn something new from your scripture. And every day we can sometimes hear the same words said to us and we can just put them to the ground. But I pray right now, Lord God, that you will just bring a fresh revelation into our lives. That Jesus, you are our shepherd. That you constantly are looking out for us. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you know us by name. That, Lord Jesus, for those that have walked in today feeling insignificant, I just pray, Lord Jesus, that they will walk out of this place knowing that they are known by you. This isn't a feel-good factor, Lord God, but this is about knowing that you know me, that you know them intimately, and that everything that they're going through right now, you see that, Lord God. Lord, I pray for those prodigals that have walked away from you. I pray, Lord Jesus, that they will hear your voice calling them home. I pray most of all, Lord God, for those that have, others that have read your word numerous times and sat before your feet, that we will not become complacent with your word, Lord God, but that we will take hold of your word and make it a living hope in our lives, Lord God. I pray this in your mighty name. Amen. Thank you, guys. Please stay for tea and coffee afterwards.
We hope that you've enjoyed this message. For any more information or to download our weekly podcast, please go to www.newhorizonchurch.org.uk.